Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kevin Stage. She's
that chick angel.
Good morning.
Thank you, guys. Ability to change. The tour went late, so thank y'all for pulling up early in the morning on the West Coast. East Coast people, it's 8 a.m. Joshua, it is 5:03 a.m.
Amen.
Where you live.
Amen. The Sunrise Ministry is strong today.
Yes. Angel is in Miami. Her husband is sleeping, so she's right going to try respect their marriage. And we go doing this is what we do for the Patreon. We go make sure y'all get that bonus. I got a flight in a couple hours. I'm literally leaving. I have my claim ticket 15 minutes before this episode is over. I got the text to get my car, and we are literally leaving. But did I wake up early to make sure I gave you that bonus episode? Because I said Even though she's a platinum rap artist, did she get up? She got up. Did Josh get up early in the morning? He got up, because that's what we do for Patreon. If this was a main episode, it would have been canceled. But for you, I live. All right, let's start with this. This comes from Patreon producer Rosalind Cockburn. A jury awarded $25.6 million to an ex-Starbucks regional manager who claimed she was fired for being white in the aftermath of the arrest of the two black men at Philadelphia location. Now, this original story is probably 4 or 5 years ago now. I remember this because I was working at All Def. Oh, yep, 2018. I don't know if y'all remember this. The black man was in Starbucks, and somebody was like, y'all was supposed to be here. Y'all work here. And they was like, bro, we chilling in Starbucks. And they was like, you ain't. And called the police on them. Starbucks closed for a day and a half. We was boycotting Starbucks as a people, some people had said. At that time, I did cross the picket line, and I got a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because I found out we was boycotting them after. I didn't know. Ain't nobody told me nothing.
I found it in line after I paid at the drive-thru. I was like,
because I would never do that to my people, Josh. Not for no coffee, not for
right.
No
peanut. I'm an ally, so I would never.
Yeah. So the article says the New Jersey – oh, wait, let me back up to the top. A jury found in favor of former Starbucks regional director Shannon Phillips, who sued the company for wrongfully firing her, claimed she was – like, she literally claimed she was terminated for being white in the mishandling of this situation. The jury returned a verdict, $25.6 million. That's $25 million for punitive damages and $600,000 in compensatory damages. Starbucks said it was disappointed in the decision and is evaluating its next step. Now, the men, I don't think the men got nothing. Now, I'm going to scroll to the bottom, but I don't think the men got so much as a white chocolate mocha.
They didn't. Josh, they didn't. Did that break up for you or just me?
I think just you.
Okay, good to know. Keep going.
So she sued. She got back pay, forward pay. In her natural life, she was never going to get $25 million working at Starbucks. I don't care how many she managed. Never going to get $25 million. She sued for, I think she, if I'm not mistaken, it's not in this article. Somebody called the police and I think she was like okay with it or something like that. Basically, Starbucks says she mishandled it. They closed Starbucks down for a day for training, like all the Starbucks, 8,000 Starbucks, and trained 175,000 employees, which means they lost a couple million that day. And the men went on about their lives because they're black. She said, "Nah, y'all handled me wrong because I'm white." And then probably a jury of her peers, I don't know the jury makeup, but I'm going to say it was some Wahite people who was like, "You're doggone right, you was." $25 million.
They acted like they threw hot coffee in her face when they fired her. Like they boiled some new coffee and said, "Get out of here, yeah. Susan."
Oh, so apparently the men got $8 million. They got $1 and she got 25.6.
Now, wait a minute. Are y'all saying that facetiously they got $1? Because why would they be given anything if they were only given a dollar?
Hold on. Michelle says they got an undisclosed amount. Let me see. How much did the men get from Starbucks? Okay. Oh, no. New York Times. And the men, two black men settled with Starbucks over Philadelphia arrest. Two black men who were arrested while waiting in Starbucks have reached an agreement. The city will spend $200,000 to help young entrepreneurs. And the men, Rashawn Nelson and Dante Robinson, both 23, will each be giving $1. That's what they asked for when they approached city officials and agreed not to file a lawsuit against Philadelphia or its employees.
Oh, that's what they asked for.
They asked them to donate instead of.
See, man. See.
I
don't understand.
Why? If I'm Rashawn and Rashawn and who was the other brother? Dante, I'm coming right back. This is everything has changed now. The situation has changed completely. What you mean, 25,600,000?
But they got that from the city. They didn't get that from Starbucks, right?
Yes.
But yes. The woman got the money from Starbucks.
I know. I'm saying I'm going to Starbucks. And listen, why wouldn't they sue Starbucks?
That's what I don't understand.
I don't understand. No, but I'm telling you now, I'm about to go rob a white woman. That I'll just have to take it to street justice. I'm going to steal her identity and I'm taking her money as soon as it hits her account. There will be some reparations for this.
$25 million. You good?
Because she got fired. That is crazy to me. I would have thought, if she was going to win, that it would be like calculated towards her yearly salary.
Right.
But this happened 5 years ago. She wasn't making $5 million a year. Mm-hmm. Stop.
No.
Not as a regional manager at Starbucks.
And listen, Starbucks probably pays well. The regional manager probably making a couple of
benefits. I think they help you go to school if you want as well.
They do. Yeah. They do. They give you insurance.
401k matches. I'm sure it's fantastic. It's just you're set there.
Listen, $600,000 is a lot. Just the compensatory damages is $600,000 is a lot. $25 million.
I don't get it. It's like they ran her over or shot her family up. They fired her for mishandling the situation, which is what it sounds like. She mishandled the situation.
That's a hell of a severance.
But when you're white and a woman, can you really mishandle it?
How do you get rewarded for messing up?
You have white skin, man.
I don't understand, Kevin.
I've gotten fired when doing my job and doing what I was told to do. How do when you get fired and you make the company look bad?
Do they give you $1?
No, they paid me my money, but they paid just me my money. You know what I'm saying? They didn't pay me pain and suffering. I'm going to have to start saying I'm suffering. I'm going to have to start saying I'm in pain. Yeah. I usually just be trying to get what's owed to me. I need to start not trying to get what's owed to me. I need to start getting what's owed to other people. I need to start collecting everyone's money because usually I be trying to be fair. I be like, okay, you did me dirty. I was paying for this. Give me this thing for free. I need to be like, I own this whole place. All of this is mine.
Yeah.
$25 million?
Even after taxes, right? I don't even know if they take taxes out of legal proceedings, winnings. I'm assuming the government is like,
Oh, they're going to get their money.
So let's say she takes, you know, say they take 40%, right, of $25.6 million. So that takes
$10
million in taxes, right? And she's left with 15.6.
You see that? But I was watching you do your math quick.
Oh, my bad. 3 plus 4, 6 plus 8. Like,
I'm going to watch him do this. Yes.
Like, she can now franchise a Starbucks. She can buy her own.
She can do a few. Absolutely.
I'd imagine a Starbucks franchise probably $200,000-$300,000.
I was literally looking this up.
Yeah.
She most franchises are between
$100,000-$400,000.
She going to buy a coffee bean. With Starbucks money.
Approximately $315,000. And the thing is, I was going to say do some Chick-fil-A's, but the Chick-fil-A vetting process is a lot harder than the average person would think to franchise.
It is, but their franchise fee is lower, and they also make you work.
Yeah, but that's because you gotta pass as a – there's a lot of check boxes. I think you got to be married. You got to be a family of God.
Oh, Jesus.
You
got
to hate gays.
Mm-hmm.
That helps.
Oh, no, Chick-fil-A.
But yeah, it's like $80,000. I think it's $80,000 to $100,000.
That's the easy buy.
Chick-fil-A does everything. They build it. They own the land. So really, you guys got to own and operate it. But hey, pays to.
They actually made it tougher because didn't a black girl at USC while we were at All Def open one?
She owns two.
Yeah, and they were like, let's make it harder.
Well, they got there's two black owners and the ones in LA.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
This is from Patreon producer Princess Williams for the bonus. Can y'all talk about Sukihana and YK Osiris along with Meek Mill's comments about it? If you're unfamiliar, I'm going to avoid showing the video because it's sexual assault. Mm-hmm. Sukihana is a rapper. She is very
sexually explicit in her language.
Yeah. In her language and in her social media and everything. YK Osiris is a rapper too. I don't know much about him.
He's more of like an auto-tune singer that raps.
Okay.
So Sukihana was one of the first people I saw fully naked on Twitter. I was like, oh, you can be naked on the Twitters. Sukihana with the goods. That's her.
So
what up, y'all? I hope you enjoy this bonus clip snippet. Listen, if you want the full bonus episode, then hit the Kev On Stage Studios Patreon. It's right here on the thing you're looking at. You get patreon.com/KevOnStageStudios. You can click kevonstage.com. You're missing out. Me and Angel do full on bonus episodes, and depending on what the topic is, sometimes the better episode is the bonus. Honestly, we're a little more relaxed on the bonus episode because we know it's not going public, so we let our hair down. Well, she lets her hair down. I let my beard down. We also have full shows that never air in full on YouTube, exclusive shows, merch discounts, tickets. But the thing that you're really missing out on is the community. It's the people like you. Black people, some whites, some Mexicans too, but we all kind of cool. They be cool, you know what I'm saying? Allies, if you will. So join us! And stop just having the snippet only. You guys just got the tip. Get the full shaft. Mm-mm. Patreon.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10/1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal.
all that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.